Justin, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
I'm good. So I think if my memory serves me correct, it was something like, I think you did 86 consecutive push-ups or something. Could you do more now that you're the outstanding O-lineman?
I think I can probably do less now because I had a shoulder injury this year.
hey, it's quite the honor when you make that. To talk about your season and why you think you had such a good year.
Yeah, it's a very big honor. And like I was telling some people earlier, honestly, when an O-line wins it, it's really not just him, it's the whole group. And, I mean, it's the five of us working together. And so, like I told other people, I think you could have tossed a coin and whoever landed on that could have won the award, because I think all five of our O-linemen are very well deserving of it. And I was lucky enough and blessed enough to get it this year, so I'm grateful for that. But, like I said, it's a whole group running as a unit, and that's how you're successful. If you run the ball and throw the ball and get as many yards as we have, it's definitely not just one guy in the offensive line. It's all five of us. So.
Now, I noticed that usually the O-lineman, there's a lot of good-natured ribbing when anyone has to do interviews or something and talk about themselves. So now that you're named top offensive lineman, is that almost like just another opportunity for your guys now to chirp you more because suddenly you're the center of attention?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I already got chirped a whole bunch today for it. So a couple guys are like, oh, we're never going to hear the end of this now. And they just chirped me the whole day, but it's all in good fun and good nature. And like I said, every year, last 4 years in a row, one member of our offensive line has got it. So it just kind of rotates and whoever maybe stands out a little more each season. But like I said, it was all five of us working together as a unit to be as successful as we have been. So I don't think it's really that much personal success. It's more of a group success.
Justin, maybe you can fire back. Maybe you can find, put the arm on Joey Moss and maybe get a title belt or something that you wear in the corner when you're sitting down. But you know what? It's true, and I knew you were going to talk about the unit, and it's cliche for a reason. There's not many sports where if one guy is out of sync, it can throw everything off. And when you're all locked in, you have the kind of time and the kind of season Mike Riley did. So there's something really to be said for the experience of playing together and being at least healthier than you have been in the past as a group, isn't there?
Absolutely, because, I mean, if one guy is a bad play, Mike gets sacked. Or if one guy is a bad play, then John's tackled in the backfield. So, I mean, it's all five of us working together as a unit, and that's when there is success. It's not like other positions where you can jump out of a gap and make a play. If we aren't working as a group, as a full unit all together in the same motion, then bad things happen. And so that's why, yeah, a lot of sports, individuals can make a huge impact. And even in our sport, individuals can. But on the offensive line, individuals can't really make an impact. It's more of an impact when you're all working together and on the same note. And like you said, most of us being healthy the whole entire year made a big difference, I think. Because when you have that continuity of a group working together for that long and for as long as we have, I think it really bodes well on the success of us working together as a group and a unit.
Offensive lineman of the year for the Edmonton Eskimos, Justin Sorensen, joins us. And Justin, continuity definitely played a big factor. Also, you came into camp in the best shape of your life. How much did you equate that to? I know you had a shoulder injury a little bit, but how much did your health allow you to or play better this year as far as your conditioning?
Well, I think coming in shape and conditioning is huge every year. I think that it also helps on keeping injuries down and helps you play better. So I think in the off season is huge for any football player at any level. If you can train and get in good shape and be in better shape, for one, it keeps injuries down, and for two, it just makes you a better all around player as well. And so the off season is huge for off season just as important as the season for any football player, because if you can be in shape and in great shape, it's really going to help benefit you as a football player.
Now, Justin, you did have the shoulder problem. How many of the games that you did play were you actually 100% as the shoulder goes? Because to me, it's testament to you hanging in a little bit there with that shoulder issue and still receiving this award.
Well, I mean, I had a separated shoulder and a pretty bad one at that. Mm-hmm. And usually it's like a 6 week injury, but I missed two games and it still won't be full 100% probably till the end of next off season or the end of the off season coming up. So, I mean, it's not bad. It doesn't bother me too much, but I definitely wouldn't say it's 100% and it won't be probably for 6 months or so.
Now, you proposed after a game this year, and your fiance, thankfully for you, said yes. That probably would have been a little awkward on the field if she had said no at that time. So what do you do for an encore next season? Like, are you getting married on the field? What's happening?
No, no. There won't be any weddings in Commonwealth Stadium, at least by us. But no. No, yeah, I was lucky enough. She said yes, and she's a great girl, and I'm definitely blessed to have her. But I think we won't be getting married till after next football season.
Oh, okay, so you got some time. Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Now, looking ahead to this weekend, depending on what happens on Friday night, the game could mean nothing in the standings. How do you – does it change your focus at all? Will you be watching the Ottawa-Winnipeg game?
I'm sure I'll watch it just because I try and watch every game, but – I mean, and to me, honestly, if we play in the West, if we play in the East, I think there's pluses and negatives to both. So, to me, it's about even which way we go. So, whichever way that Winnipeg game goes doesn't really matter. Because let's face it, on Saturday when we go out and play, we're going to give everything we have regardless of whether it's a game that doesn't matter or a game if we win, we play in the West. I mean, we're going to go out and give everything we have and throw all we have at it just like we do every week. So, it makes a difference in the standings and where we play. But to me, as a player, I'm going to go out and play like I normally do and not hold back. So,
yeah, I mean, that makes all the sense in the world, Justin. We've talked about this where, you know, in regard to the Oilers, because they've struggled recently, and a win here, you go, geez, you're going to blow a crack at a first draft pick or knock yourself down the order. But in this game, you've got to go out 100%. If you're like, well, it doesn't really matter, we don't need to win, you don't only lose a game, you can lose a quarterback, you can lose a running back. You've got to be locked in all the way, don't you?
And you lose momentum as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to think we've won in the last 6 or 7 weeks. We've won quite a bit of games, and we've got momentum going for us. So yeah, you never throttle back or not give everything you have, because for one thing, that people can get hurt, and for two, that's how you lose momentum. We want to be going into the playoffs flying high and full of momentum. So you, every time you go out there, and not to mention we're professional athletes, we don't ever go out to play to lose. That's not something that's built in our DNA. That's not something we do. Yeah. We go out to win and give everything we have every week. Because when you do hold back, like you said, that's injuries, that's loss of momentum, that's loss of a lot of things. So every time you go out there, you're going out there to win regardless.
Justin, one last one for you. This season, you guys played predominantly in the hurry-up offense. How does that impact the offensive linemen? How did it change, conditioning, I'm guessing, but also play calling and everything else?
Honestly, conditioning wasn't that much of a difference because, yes, we don't huddle and we line up in the line of scrimmage, but there's still a lot of time before the play actually gets called. So we may have snapped the ball maybe between 2 and 5 seconds earlier than most teams. But from a conditioning standpoint, it didn't really make that much of a difference for an O-lineman. But as far as schemes and everything else, it made a huge difference. Because when we're standing on the line of scrimmage right away, it kind of forces the defense to get into what they're going to do. But it also forces us to have to make a call quicker as well. So from the scheme standpoint, it made a huge difference. From the conditioning, I would say not as much.
Well, Justin, congratulations. What do you get for being named Eskimo Offensive Lineman of the Year? Do you get a little plaque outside of the ribbing from your teammates? What do you get?
Honestly, I have no idea. I think it's just a pat in the back.
Okay, well, it's a good pat in the back and continued success whether you're going out west to BC or out east to Hamilton next weekend.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Appreciate it. Justin Sorensen, Offensive Lineman of the Year for the Edmonton Eskimos.